It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Joining me in studio, as he always does this time of year, I've got Price City Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson, and this is our fourth annual Turkey Fryer Talk.
Sir.
We always look forward to these conversations, and you know what? I think we need to put out the statistic. Since we have done these in the last 4 years, how many turkey fryer calls have you been called out on?
I don't like to be dramatic, but it is zero. Absolutely zero. So we're saving lives.
That's how we feel about it.
That's right. That's how we feel about it.
Because you know what? It is one of those great things that people love to do this time of year, and it's get out and fry a turkey. And, you know, they do have, and I know the purists would not enjoy it, they have those electric fryers now.
Yeah.
And you know what? People are like, you know what? That's like people that are, we'll say people that are barbecue connoisseurs, that's like cooking on propane, isn't it?
Don't make that conversion is the thought.
That's and right.
For
so,
me, it's just worry either way.
It truly is. So let's talk for a moment about some of the pitfalls and some of the precautions that you should be taking if you are going to get out this year and do that turkey fry, especially if it's your first one.
Yeah, and the big thing that people need to remind themselves is that you don't want to fry a frozen turkey, even a partially frozen turkey. And there's no real way, unless you're local, to buy a turkey unless it's frozen. So that's the challenge. And you have to be aware that it takes days to thaw out. So if you try to submerge a frozen turkey, you're going to get boil over and you're going to start a fire. So that's number one.
It's going to be a lot of trouble. And I think the other thing that people need to realize too with a frozen turkey is that even if the outside feels like it's defrosted,
I totally agree,
the inside, there's probably still ice in there.
Right. And if you can't put a probe in there to tell you what the temperature is, it's still frozen is why. And so you have to be cautious with that. We ask people that you look at the website for the people that sell the turkeys on a national level, know that it takes several days, and make sure that you do it safely. Even saying how many days it would take when I don't know could put you on the other end of the spectrum where the turkey may be compromised as well. So make sure you get that information from the people that you buy the turkey
and
from.
And one of the best way, really, if you think that turkey is thawed out, rinse it.
Yes.
Rinse the carcass, rinse the inside. But then the key is to make sure that you dry it off really well.
Right, because the reaction is still going to be dramatic if it's a wet turkey, and we don't want that. And one of the things that we suggest, too, is that the next problem is people that overfill the oil. If you're not prepared for that, that also could go over, even if it's not boiling because it was frozen. So submerging the turkey in water so you know the level before you put in oil would give you an indication of where to put your oil level before you submerge the turkey. And then again, you have to dry that turkey.
So what you're saying is even if you put water in that kettle that you're going to fry in would probably be the best thing?
Yeah, absolutely. We're advocating that you do it so you can mark it. So you have a mark where you should put your oil to begin with. A lot of people aren't prepared for that. And again, dry that turkey.
The other thing too, and it's got to be, you know, top on the list as well, is, you know what, where you're going to set up your fryer. Where are you going to use this at? Where is the best place, really, to set up a turkey fryer at?
And the fires that have happened nationally are those that you do it on a deck, too close to the home, in a garage, in the building, you know, in the home. Please don't do that. So we're advocating that you find a nice piece of concrete. It's well ventilated. It's protected from both. You have to worry about children. You have to worry about pets. You have to worry about anything, even another car. So you have to protect that spot. But just keep it 25 feet away from a structure is what we're asking.
And the other thing that people, I always see that people do, and, you know, I guess it would be a good thing, but it could potentially be a hazard, is how they always put, like, cardboard down on the ground where they put the turkey fryer. And that's got to be kind of a double-edged sword, I would assume.
It's a double-edged sword. You're protecting your concrete from boil over, but you're also giving a material that could burn too. So yeah, that's not something that I would advocate, but I understand it. The next thing would be You need to get your oil to temperature. We all know that. And then there's no reason for you not to turn the flame off while you submerge. So you can do the submersion part with no flame, and the opportunity to have an accident is reduced. Then relight the flame once the turkey is submerged. You know your levels are safe, and you haven't lost anything. It's that boil over onto a flame that creates fire.
And I was going to say, that's where it all comes from.
Yes,
so, yeah, that is a great piece of advice. Yeah, once your oil gets up to temp, close that flame off and
Absolutely.
Put your turkey in. And once you're good, like you said, start it back up again.
Right. You make sure that thing isn't frozen. Get those recommendations from the people that sell you those turkey. Get it off the internet. And follow those other steps that we talked about. And we're going to be talking about this in our fifth year next year with zero fire.
Right. And another great thing that people need to look at as well, I would assume, is some type of personal protective equipment. Good gloves.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, please don't do the process in a short sleeve shirt or no shirt. I'm advocating that you have something on. A coat would be nice, but you really have to have a beefed up glove just to deal with that, because your hand's going to be closest to the flame.
And just because, as of right now, we could be pushing 50 degrees on Thanksgiving Day.
Is
no
that
shorts.
Right?
No shorts, right?
Right. That creates, I never thought of that. That creates another, flip-flops are a concern.
Yes, they would be. So yes, no sir. Sandals, yes, no flip-flops, no shorts.
Yes, that's just what we recommend.
That's your own kind of personal protective equipment. Absolutely.
Correct.
All right, Chief, thank you so much for coming
Great
in. I enjoy our talks.
I really do love seeing you.
I really do. And, you know, we'll get you in next month, because then we've got to talk about when you're the party pooper and talking about Christmas candles.
Candles and Christmas trees. Absolutely.
We'll get you in then, okay?
I'll be ready for you, brother.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Fire Chief for Price City, Fitzgerald Peterson. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.